Hello, this is Ms. Parker. And this is going to be a fairly quick, kind of down and dirty little topic. I've been asked this a couple different times, and I kind of been putting it off and putting it off because it's kind of personal, you know? And so sometimes I want to talk about this stuff, sometimes I don't. Well, today's the day. So let me start off with a disclaimer of liability. This material and information contained or given on this website is for general information only. All parties on this channel are not lawyers or financial advisors. You're using this information with your own discretion. You should not rely on the material or information on this website as a basis for making any business decisions. While I do endeavor to keep the information up to date and correct, RV Project Help makes no representations or warranties of any kind, expressed or implied, about the completeness, accuracy, reliability, suitability, or availability with respect to the website or the information, products, services, or related graphics or audio files on this website for any purpose. All due diligence is the responsibility of the participant. So I get asked, why are you doing this? And it's not from the people on the channel that ask me, it's friends and family. Well, what I have left that haven't been jabbed or lost their mind. So this is a philosophy of mentoring the mentors. I really believe if you want to motivate people, you first have to engage the mind. Creating motivation creates good leaders. It creates good mentors to mentor others. This is the reason why when people give me their projects and they start out saying, hey, you know, I want to start a dog, save your dogs. Okay, that's the animal helps. Number one, usually on most people's mind. So it's like, save your dogs. Okay. Well, the idea is only the first stage, okay? After you have the idea, then you have to expand on the idea. And to expand on the idea, you must engage the mind. So how do you engage the mind? Well, you give people information that is something that they might stumble on later. You just put it in a way that it's instantly easy to access. This is the reason why I always tell a lot of stories and talk about different things, is I'm actually not trying to really teach you anything. I'm actually trying to engage your mind, which is far more important. Because what I will teach you is nothing compared to what you'll teach yourself. All of this stuff is already written in your mind. It's written in your heart. It's already there. You just don't know how to unlock that potential. And that's really all a mentor is. It's someone that helps you unlock your potential without damaging you or hurting you, you know. I see a lot of mentors. I've seen mentors who are kind of evil, where they're talking to their mentee, and the mentee doesn't realize that all the ideas and the creation that they're doing, the mentor is actually stealing. I've been doing this a long time. I wanted to be an art teacher really, really bad, an outlaw cannabis grower, and I just thought that an art teacher was the best thing in the world to be. So when I got into the education system, I actually made it. I became an art teacher, and I was your basic radical art teacher. I'm the art teacher that drove a Harley to school and a helmet that said, well, never mind. Let's not talk about my helmet. I was just wrong. Totally school appropriate, no swear words, nothing sexual. But my interest in riding my motorcycle to school was to create motivation, engage the mind, make them think out of the box. Every other teacher went to school in a nice little car, and I got up every morning and looked outside and, well, God, is today a good day to die? Okay, well, let's get on the bike and go to school. God's hands. So, I believe that each person is a vessel. The brain is a vessel. And just like any other vessel, there is a conscious or unconscious desire to be filled. There is something to be said of great importance to, I don't really know the name of it, but it's when you do a job well done, it makes you feel so good about yourself and about your world. And that's filling your vessel. Filling your vessel with creation, filling your vessel with things that make you happy, you know. So when I'm helping people to become good stewards of the land, or if I'm helping people to become good orators so they can speak well, if I'm helping people to become good humanitarians, hint, 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 then I lift the bar of humanitarians all over the place. And my hope is that, my number one hope is that I quit swearing, but yeah, good luck. I'm trying, okay? I'm imperfect. God loves me anyway. But every good mentor has procedures that they do, and every good mentor teaches those procedures to the people they're mentoring. Because my ultimate goal is for the people that I mentor today, for them to become mentors to someone else tomorrow. The procedures to showing people how to mentor or being a mentor are much like the procedures to teach mentees interested in mentoring someone else. So there's procedures that you have to put in place to facilitate that kind of learning, that kind of mentoring. Goal planning, life management, interdisciplinary connections where you cross connect with other people in other industries. Everybody always says, oh, why, you know, you grow weed. Why are you talking to cotton farmers? Well, that's interdisciplinary connections. And you don't know what you're going to learn from another connection until you actually make that connection. So learning to work with peers in the same area are vital skills for new humanitarians and new mentors. I've learned so much from other people, other mentors, from mentees. I've learned more from mentees than I've ever learned from mentors. It's about empowerment, number one. So while a lot of times I already know my subject matter, I still actually write a plan of speaking. I write an outline. I wrote an outline before I did this little chat. Because while I'm very imperfect, I believe that good information inspires budding mentors to have goals and plans for their lives, their careers, and their humanitarian projects. The strength of writing and the strength of speaking cannot be understated. It's critical, okay? When you teach open minds how to write good information, how to write good copy, how to write good business plans, how to write good, whatever good thing you're trying to do, when you write it down, this further enables you to have a chance to reach your dreams. There's something critically different in about speaking your life and writing your life. I get people that argue with me. Oh, Parker, my son has MS, my dog is sick, and I can't walk, and so I can't possibly take the time to write. If you don't write what's in your heart, you're never going to have a chance to reach those dreams. You can't let somebody else run your dreams. They're yours. So having a management system that starts with a pitch, an outline, and then goes on to a business plan, that keeps your life running smoothly and on task. I showed the channel my document for housekeeping, from document for the people that work in my house. It's 65 fucking pages long. There we go, swearing again, damn it. Okay, oh, then again, oh, stop. Don't say those words. Ooh, Lordy. Seriously, Jesus, I need some help with this. Thank you, Lord. So, when you have it written down, this provides your brain with a management system to keep your brain on point. Your heart already knows what it's doing, okay? Your brain is like, no, you can't do that. No, you can't do that. No, you can't do that. Stop that. Don't listen to your brain. Write it down. Write your dream, speak your voice, okay? When you have interdisciplinary connections, where you're connecting with people from other industry, you're going to see some amazing things as a new humanitarian. And this is the reason why I'm always like, you need to make friends with people in the channel. You need to like talk to them, figure out, hey, I want to talk to this person. Hey, I want to talk to that person. There's a lot of you that are just sitting on this channel. Oh, look, Miss Parker's got a new video. Let's listen to that. That's only half of what I'm trying to do, folks. The other part is to get you to understand how the information I'm giving crosses all borders. It's not just to one group. When you work with your peers, when you work with your other humanitarians, when you work with people that don't know what they don't know, those are the best people. They've never been told no. They've never been told, oh, you can't do that. Working with those kind of colleagues allows new humanitarians to improve their professional practices in how they become humanitarians, which in turn allows them to be better humanitarians. I want the best for you. I really do. And I have shitty people that come in and really irritate me, and I kick them because I got no tolerance for idiots or assholes. I really don't. I got zilch tolerance. If I can't point a mentor in the right place, a new mentor in the right place, a new mentee in the right place, then it's a waste of my time to deal with you. So I just kick them. I don't have time for it. There's too many other people that really want to do this, okay? And at the same time, I've had people come back to me and say, you know what? I really want to work on this. And I say, okay, let's go. And people are often shocked. I've had this one gal who, God Almighty, she was just a mess. I mean, every excuse in the planet as to why she could not write her papers. She couldn't write a two-page paper. She couldn't even give me three sentences. It was like dragging a mule. It just wasn't happening. Because she had learned if you just drag shit on long enough, eventually somebody will come and save your ass. Well, yeah, I'm not that somebody. The way I save you, quote unquote, save, is to put a life raft out and it's up to you to get in it. I'm not going to pull you in. It's up to you to get in it. I tell a lot of people, I give you a rope and a chair. Okay? It's your choice to make a swing or a noose to step off on. Okay? It's up to you. But if you work alone, you're working in a vacuum. So I'm again urging you, talk to other people on the channel. Talk to other people that want to be humanitarians. If you know humanitarians in real life, reach out to them. Talk to them now. That way you can be the best humanitarian you can be when you get out of this and we are be. My financial situation is extremely difficult. I'm an older woman on a very, very, very limited budget, and I absolutely would I would absolutely charge money for this if I didn't believe in it. I'd absolutely charge money for people to hear what I'm talking about. I would charge money on editing documents, all that stuff. But you have to figure out what gives you a purpose in life. Helping these new humanitarians is giving me a purpose to my goals of humanitarianism. Every time I get a document from one of the people in these channels, I admit it raises my level of self-worth and it inspires me to do more of these audios. I was never planning to do these audios. I had a friend of mine who basically drugged me by my teeth to do these audios. But seeing the results of what I'm teaching you guys is just humbling because I spend the time to walk across documents. I talk about a lot of stuff and and then people say, hey, look, can you help me polish it? And so I do. And when I see what they write, a lot of times I go back and I was like, I'm all about motivation. Like, can you think about this? This is, think big, think bigger, okay? But the things I don't tell you guys are the documents I get that literally leave me breathless. I've had people send me documents that when I realize what they're gonna do, I just cry. And so it's just amazing. And those are the people that raise my level of self-worth. Caused me to keep doing these audios. And that's something that you need to know. When you succeed in one area, it raises your level of self-worth in other areas. So when I talk with people and they listen to the audios, they go back and they write their documents and they turn them in. and you go, hey, this is great. Very few changes. This is wonderful, wonderful. It raises your level of self-worth because you did the work. And once you have a higher level of self-worth, that facilitates more desire to do more or to get bigger or to pass it on. Mentees need mentors who work well with other mentors. I don't always work well with others. And part of the reason is because I'm a cannabis grower, and I've watched people who think they know what they're doing just destroy stuff. I mean, $20 million in Raleigh, North Carolina. Boom, gone. This is from a guy who's like, oh, I know everything. No, you know how to grow corn. Corn and cannabis are not the same things. The only thing they have in common is they both start with a C. So I work well with people that are open to being open to working. When you work together with a common goal as a mentor, then you light fires within the new humanitarians, with the new mentee humanitarians. This channel has 12 admins on it. They're not really admins, they're your mentors. You guys just don't use them. You need to use them, okay? You have people in this channel that want you to succeed very, very much. And we want to light that fire in you. But if you don't provide the match, nothing will burn. So we keep telling you we're here. The people that I have in this channel are amazing mentors. They're amazing mentors. The 12 admins that we have, I think it's 12, maybe there's 10. I don't know how many we have in here right now. They're amazing mentors. All of them have experience and expertise in the area that they're in. A lot of times questions, when we first started, there was more questions about on-topic questions. And a lot of times, one of the people on the channel would put up a question, and then one of these mentors would reach out to you. It's not just me that answers your questions. They have their own names. They're not all writing under my name. And so they're here because we all work together as a team. And you need cross business connections. It's essential for you, because what you may not understand in your area, someone else in another one will understand. And those areas are all linked in humanitarianism. It's kind of like, it's a lot. A lot of people think it's one of those things like, what was that philosophy? I know. It takes a village to raise a child. Okay. That is exactly what it takes for you as new humanitarians to be good humanitarians. You need the experience of all of the mentors that are in here that will help you be more successful. It takes, and then a lot of things, other things you need to remember too, is you have to have a lot of self-discipline. Give yourself time to go do the things you need. Like if you need information about, you know, how to build on raw land, don't just do the research yourself. Ask those questions in the channel. You'd be amazed at the people we have in the channel. If you don't have a level of self-discipline, you will not write your documents. And you will fall back to working without a plan. Trying to complete your complete your projects without a goal pattern. Working without focus. And then you fall lax to your goal of being a humanitarian, whatever that goal is. I'm really passionate about being a teacher, being a mentor, because I want to inspire you to do well as a humanitarian. I want to inspire you to do well, to write your documents. The best documents I get are the ones I open up and I go, this is perfect, thank you. And they're shocked. What do you mean, me, perfect? Yeah, you, perfect. Those people that do that, they're the ones with real motivation. A simple thing is a two-page pitch document is truly enough information for me to know if you're going to really make it. For myself, the mentors who motivated me were the ones who patiently mentored me when I was stretching my business wings, my humanitarian wings. When no one else believes in you, often the one person that can make a difference is your mentor. Pick your mentors well. I'm recording this education topic with not one person in the channel. This was probably the hardest one I've ever done because it's exposing who I am. I don't do this for money. I do this because I'm passionate about being a humanitarian, and I want to inspire the rest of you to do your very best. I'm not like, Sue, send me $165. Holly, oh, send me $1,000 to join my website. Money is not a mentor. Passion is a mentor. I want the very best for you. Heavenly Father, please guide these new mentors. Please guide these new humanitarians. Please open their hearts so that they can read what you have written on your hearts. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.